It's time for Country Style USA.
They all night. Stay a little longer. Dance all night. Dance a little longer. Pull on the coat. Go it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Hi there. This is Charlie Applewhite saying welcome to Country Style USA. Presented, transcribed by your United States Army in cooperation with this radio station. Country Style USA features the very best in country and folk music, and of course, only the biggest stars are here on hand to provide our music and your entertainment. Our guest today is Red Savine, and here to get our program started with some good old country and western music is our guest, Red Savine.
Thank you very much, Charlie Applewhite. So nice to be back here with you on Country Style USA. And we got all the fellas around here to help us out, and we got some songs lined up that we hope that you're going to like. Some of our deck of recordings. And we'd like to start with this one here. It's a new one called The Best Years of Your Life.
You say your heart is broken, that my love was just a token. You say this parting cut you like a knife. But if you let it grieve you, your youth will surely leave you. And these will be the best years of your life. I know it won't be easy, 'cause your memories are busy, and yet you're still too young for all this strife. So let me tell you like a brother, go on out and find another. 'Cause these should be the best years of your life. You say the taste is bitter because you loved a quitter, but I'm not free to take you for a while. You're lucky that it's over, 'cause somehow you'll recover. 'Cause these should be the best years of your life. I know it won't be easy, 'cause your memories are busy, and yet you're still too young for all this strife. So let me tell you like a brother, go on out and find another, and these will be the best years of your life.
Very much, fellas. Thanks an awful lot, and hope you folks like that. And as I say, that's one of our latest efforts there, Best Years of Your Life. And you know, I'd like to hear from you. We hear it on the Country Style USA. We like to hear from all you folks, and you can write to us, and we'll be awfully happy to hear from you. Just drop a card or letter to me, to Red Sovine, Country Style USA, Recruiting Publicity Center, Governor's Island, New York, New York. So keep that in mind, won't you? That's Country Style USA, Recruiting Publicity Center, Governor's Island, New York, New York. And address it to me, if you will, Red Sovine. Right now, we'd like to do a song and a recitation that I think we've done once before. Webb Pearson and I did it on Country Style USA, and I'm going to do it myself this time. It's one that Webb and I recorded called Little Rosa.
Little Rosa was her name. same since she's gone from me. I had gone to visit the grave of a friend of mine, and as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child. And in his hand he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him. And during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story just as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm walking down the street at the den, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, 'Boss, how much for one red rose?' And you look at me with one a bigger frown, and he says, 'One a dollar, please.' But to by and to buy, a swell-addressed blonde, the young lady walk in, and she says, 'How much for one red rose?' And he look at her with one a bigger smile, and he says, 10 cents. And I said, 'Boss, how come you charging me a dollar for the rose, and you charge the young lady only 10 cents? And he says, "Look, mister, you tell me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not.' And I said, 'Boss, I'm a hard worker man, working the railroad and only make the $3 a day. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rosa. Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rosa come running to meet her papa. She'd throw her little arms around my neck and say, 'Papa,' and I say, 'Rosa.' But the one a day, boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track and I see one bigger crowd. I go down and I push the crowd this way and I push the crowd that way, and there, boss, at my feet lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want the Rosa, boss. I want to put him on a little Rosa's grave." The man, he don't say a knot, but he picked the biggest and the reddest rose and he give it to me. And I say, "Thank you, boss. Thank you very much." And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me. To me, she'll always be that little girl of mine. Little Rosa. Right now, we got a young fella standing over here that's got some real wonderful advice for you young fellas out there, so let's give a listen to Charlie Applewhite.
Thank you very much, Red, and that little Rosa certainly was pretty. Say, fellas, did you just graduate this past June, or maybe you're going to graduate in summer school? If you're of service age, I'm sure you'll be interested in the Reserve for You training program of your United States Army. This program is filled with opportunities for young men of today who want to equip themselves with a top-notch skill and serve their country at the same time. Now, here's how it works. You make application at your nearest United States Army recruiting station, at which time you state your preference of a training course. Oh, and incidentally, fellas, there are more than 150 different courses to choose from. Now, this application does not place you under any obligation to enlist. But if you qualify and a vacancy exists, you'll receive a letter of acceptance that's your guarantee of a reserve seat in the course of your choice. Then you can enlist and begin your career as a skilled specialist in the United States Army. So if you expect to serve a tour of duty in the near future, make sure you make the most of your opportunities. Visit your nearest United States Army recruiting station and we'll talk it over with the friendly folks down there. Okay, Red, ready for some more of that music?
All right, I sure am, and that's good advice there. I don't know where that you can get the experience and the training where it doesn't cost you a thing and they'll pay you at the same time. So go by your nearest recruiting office and join up with Uncle Sam's Army. Well, sir, we'd like to do the other side of the record there, Best Years of Your Life, and do a little number here that's got a good title and it's got some good words in it. So it's all about the little rat.
The other night when I came home so tired I couldn't see, I got tangled up in the old doormat, fell flat as I could be. I fell and broke a bottle of gin and I didn't have no more. The cap blew off when I fell down and spilled it on the floor. A rat came out of his hiding place and he got that whiskey scent. He ran right shot back to his holy well. Back to his holy well. Back to his holy well. He ran right out and he got a little shot back to his holy well. Soul, I'm gonna get drunk again. He washed his face with his front feet and on his hind leg sat with a twisted smile and a half-closed eye. Said, where's that burnt cat? He didn't go back to his hole. He said, doggone my soul, I'm only a rat, but a dead burnt cat, he'd run me back to my hole.
Is about all gone, but you know, every once in a while we get a card or letter in here on Country Style USA wanting to know about the boys that help us out here with the music. Well, we've got Dale Potter and Floyd Robinson, Don Helms, Lightning Chance, and Bun Wilson here picking with us today. And we've enjoyed being with you here on Country Style USA, and don't forget those cards and letters. Just address them to me, to Red Sovine, Recruiting Publicity Center, Governor's Island, New York, New York. Thanks a lot for being with us. Until we see you again, well, we're just going to have to say so long, be good, and God bless every one of you.
Stay all night. Stay a little longer. Dance all night. Dance a little longer. Go on, go on, go on in the corner. Don't say why, don't stay a little longer.
Country Style USA is presented, transcribed each week by your United States Army Recruiting Service in cooperation with this station. Our special guest today was Red Sovine. This program was produced and directed by the Recruiting Publicity Center for the United States Army. And this is Charlie Applewhite speaking, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Country Style USA. And in the meantime, reminding you that this year, more than ever before, in the Army, you serve your country and yourself.